God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. So a few weeks ago, when I looked at the preaching rota and saw that I was preaching today, I was very excited because I knew there was a small chance that this might be my last Sunday with you. And to top it off, Canticle 13 was an option.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. And so for the first and only time since I've been here at Epiphany, I sent an email to David and said, hey, I know you already picked all the music, but could we change to Canticle 13 for the 31st? And he said, okay, and so we went ahead and did that. And I'll tell you why. We don't get to hear the canticles very often on a Sunday morning. The canticles are generally used during morning prayer. And so if you go to a monastery or seminary, you'll hear the canticles, and they kind of become written on your heart. And this canticle in particular, believe it or not, I got to 8 a.m. morning prayer on time every day at seminary. And on Tuesdays and Fridays, we sang a beautiful setting of Canticle 13, and it made everything better. It was just these words that encompassed such gratitude and grace that said, no matter what else was going on, remember the blessings in your life. And so I thought it was a great opportunity here today to talk to you about Canticle 13 and what it means in the life of this community. And so first, a little bit of background, because some of our canticles will show where it is in Scripture, but if you look in the prayer book, this canticle does not have a Scripture listing next to it. It says in the notes in the margins in your bulletin that it's from the third book, the third chapter of Daniel, but it doesn't give you a listing, and that's for a reason. You see, in the original Hebrew, this does not appear. It's within the context of the story of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And another name for this canticle is the Song of Three Young Men. So Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, in an extremely abbreviated and probably somewhat theologically incorrect explanation, go before King Nebuchadnezzar. And as they are listening to all of these things about how they could be banished to the fiery pit, they tell him, but glory to our God who will rescue us and pull us out of that. In the Greek translation is where we see this first appear. In the Greek translation, we actually get to go into the pit with these three strangers. We go down and then we see as those three strangers, along with a fourth who we don't recognize, are pulled out of hell's depths and sing this song when they come out on the other side. And so in the Midrash, we hear that this fourth person that comes out with them is God, God's own self going down to Sheol to deliver them from the most difficult place we can possibly imagine. And rather than saying, God, why did you make me go there? God, why did you let that happen? We hear, glory to you, Lord God of our fathers, in the high vaults of heaven, glory to you. We immediately hear a song of praise, of thanksgiving, and a recognition of grace, of the blessings that are available to us all. And I have to admit that when I came to you after 3 years of seminary, I was terrified. I was going to a large, highly educated, suburban parish as a first-time clergy person. How scary. And so often I have gone back to this canticle, and it doesn't take much. I've been singing the rudder setting for it, which I think is S236 in your hymnal, over and over in my head as I prepare. Now, last summer, I went to Hawaii with my fiance, and we decided to go horseback riding. Or better yet, I decided we should go horseback riding, and I made Chris come with me. And we got there, and I was over the moon, and then they gave me my horse, and his name was Abednego. And then Chris was brought over to ride right behind me, terrified. I grew up with horses. It was a little easier for me. And he was riding Meshach. And the tour guide could not understand why I was so excited about this. But I was, and I had to take pictures of my horse and Chris's horse and the name tag on my horse because I got to go on a journey with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And Abednego was going to ride me out of there. Now, this wasn't a journey through hell unless you asked Chris, so just don't. But it was a journey nonetheless. And so as we rode through this gorgeous landscape that I can't even describe because it was so beautiful, I had this canticle playing in my head. I am actually that big of a church nerd. And as I got home and shared this with my seminary classmates, they completely understood. Sometimes you just need that one little thing that you can focus on that helps you to remember that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, we are extraordinarily blessed. This life that we live, this place that we find ourselves is a blessing beyond blessings. And it's so easy to lose sight of that. When we are struck with illness, when we are facing difficulties at work, when we just have a rotten day, it can be hard to remember to give glory to God. And what I found at seminary, sitting in those pews day after day after day, was singing this canticle reminded me of all of the things in my life I had to be grateful for, and I didn't need to focus on those other things quite as closely as I had been. So 12 years ago, when I started my professional career, I worked in hospitals. And I found, a couple months after I started working there, a photocopy on my desk. And it was a photocopy of a patient satisfaction survey. And I guess the tradition at Arkansas Children's Hospital is when a family or a patient mentions you specifically, they photocopy it and leave it for you so that you can remember why you're doing what you're doing. And so I got this photocopy, and it just said, "Child life on our unit rocked. We couldn't have done it without them." Okay, I rock. I can do this. And I decided that I would make a folder for myself and put these types of things in it. And I labeled it with my handy-dandy label maker, the I Rock file. And so I put patient surveys in there. I put notes that I got, drawings that children did for me. I saved them all. But when I got to the end of my time there and had to move on, I knew I couldn't take everything with me in my move back to New England. And so I sat down at my desk on that last day of work, and I read every letter, every survey. I looked at every drawing. I allowed myself to pick out a couple that I could take, and the rest I needed to let go of with gratitude. And that's a tradition that I've kept up. So at my subsequent jobs, I also had the IROC folder, and on my last day, I would go through it. And so when I came to Epiphany, I started an IROC folder. I sat on my desk, and I tell you something, it was full within 3 months. And so one of my desk drawers that I wasn't really using started to fill up with notes and letters. And then when that was full, they started to appear in every various open location in my office. Thank goodness it is so large. And then when that was all full, they came home with me. And there were baskets and baskets of them at my house. You are a people of joy. I don't know if you know that. And so over the last couple of weeks, I tried to reread every letter every one of you has ever sent me. And it has been a lot of reading. You've given me advice on how to improve my sermons. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll give you my address. You've sent me thank you cards. You've drawn me pictures. You've sent me notes just to let me know you were thinking of me. And when my dad died, I can't describe the overflowing love that filled my mailbox every day for about 2 months. And I kept all of them. And so I've tried over the last few weeks to read them all and to remind myself what an amazing journey we've been on. We have not been to hell and back, thank God, but it's been a journey nonetheless. And I am so eternally grateful to each and every one of you for the way that you have allowed me to walk with you. This is a place of joy and of love, and I think sometimes life gets so heavy and so hard, we get bogged down and we forget that. And so if I can leave you nothing else, I hope that I can leave you a reminder to open up your prayer book and look at Canticle 13 every once in a while. A song of praise. Don't look at the bulletin and save it. It's not printed right, as you noticed. So open your prayer books, which don't get enough use anyways. Take it out. Open up your hymnal. I think S236, this beautiful setting that the choir sang for us today, was from Wonder, Love, and Praise. Sing it. Write it on your heart. And remember how blessed you are. In good times and in bad, on rainy days and in times of sun. When the blizzard strikes next year and you know it's coming, open this up, read it, sing it, breathe it, steep in it, and remember, glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. Amen.